Listener Christina Sahovi of Mount Washington recently sent 90.5 WESA a good question. Who was the first African American on Pittsburgh City Council?
Mainly it's just because I'm curious about the diversity in the city. I'm very interested in local politics and local history, and this isn't something that I know about.
90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley reports.
Paul Jones isn't as well-known a name as some of the other political leaders in the city, but University of Pittsburgh history professor Lawrence Glasgow says his tenure was significant.
Well, I'd say Paul Jones has a good spot in the pantheon of black political figures in the history of Pittsburgh.
Jones was a lawyer who was appointed in 1954 by Mayor David L. Lawrence when another council member took a job as county sheriff. Glasgow says he'd already been serving in the Pennsylvania state legislature, and once on council, he was reelected twice.
He was elected at a time when council seats were citywide. He wasn't representing the black community or a black neighborhood, and so his achievement was that much more remarkable.
There isn't a lot of evidence that Jones faced pushback for being African American, but Glasgow says that might be due in part to the machine politics at the time and who appointed him.
Pittsburgh was machine politics. If Davy Lawrence said, "This is what we're going to do, boys," that's what we did.
Glasgow says when Jones was on council, he sponsored the initial legislation to tear down the Lower Hill District for redevelopment.
Now today we think, oh my God, what a mistake. And it's sort of portrayed as the white power structure coming down on poor, weak black community. In point of fact, the black community was originally very much in favor of urban redevelopment.
When public housing was first proposed, Glasgow says it was portrayed as an opportunity for black families to move into better homes that black workers would build. But it didn't work out that way.
So they thought they would get new and better housing, and they thought they would get jobs. They got neither.
But Jones wasn't around long enough to see the project fail. He died suddenly of a heart attack in 1960. Glasgow says Jones is remembered for his contributions to Pittsburgh's civil rights movement, fair housing initiatives, and workers' rights.
He was a man of great integrity, honesty. He always wanted to have a full and open discussion in council about whatever issues we're discussing.
I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.